Hello, you've downloaded the Bedhoppers podcast. Thanks for joining us. If you're not 18, it's probably not something you should be listening to. Go and speak to your mom, pa. If you're over 18 and you'd like to hear about our adventures in the swinging lifestyle, carry on listening. Thanks. Hello and welcome to the latest episode, episode 4 I believe, of the Bedhoppers podcast. I'm Mr. H and this is...
Mrs. H.
Wow, look at that. So eager, so keen. Folks, we're feeling a little bit jaded this morning, even though we're recording this in the evening.
Yeah, it's not morning.
It's no longer the morning, but it was a very late night.
I am too old for half 4 stopovers now.
We had a filthy, dirty hotel stopover.
Partied like rock stars.
We did party like rock stars. We won't reveal the details of it, or maybe we will when we eventually catch up with that story. So we've got a good 18 months of story to talk through first. Not in this episode, you'll be glad to hear. So it may be a little bit of time before we get to this particular adventure. I think that's fair.
That's fair.
So bear with us if we're a little bit sluggish, a little bit slow. That's probably why.
Yeah, I'm more cup of tea than G&T,
yeah.
I think.
Okay.
There's no clinking glasses in this episode.
No clinking glasses.
I don't want to see another glass of wine until maybe next weekend.
Yes, until Friday.
That's right. And then I'll be back on it.
I know. But we didn't even follow our own top tip of not drinking so much. So it goes to show just how much we know about this and how often we make our own mistakes and don't follow our own gut instincts.
But it was a good night.
It was a marvellous night. Very fun night. You guys, you know who you are if you're listening. Thank you very much for a lovely night. Yeah. Thanks. So, what's in today's episode? We're going to talk a little bit more about our journey and catch you up on what happened with our unicorn adventures. We've got a topic today which is all about jealousy and how you can hopefully get more control over your jealousy, or some top tips that we've got around that. We've got our tip section called Just the Tip, which is more top tips that we won't follow ourselves. And
so many tips in this episode.
This has all the tips, this episode.
And I'm not even tip-top.
Oh, you're not in tip-top condition today, that's for sure. So then we'll have a bit of a toy review. We're going to chuck that in for good measure and tell you a bit about that. And I think that will hopefully take us to the end of the session, really.
Yeah, I'll need a nap.
You may nap halfway through.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
so,
I meant some food.
Yeah, bear with us. Normal service will resume pretty soon. In fact, Mrs. H said to me sort of last night or yesterday evening, we should really record a podcast today. It'd be great. Just think about it. We could have all those drinks, go on this adventure, then we can talk about all this stuff that we've learned. We've pretty much been laying in bed the whole day recovering. So we partied a little bit too hard.
We partied so hard. But we did have a nice bed day.
Yes, a nice day in bed.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I know, more notches in your diary.
The infamous diary.
Yeah, the diary. It's brilliant. We'll tell you about that if we haven't already.
Yeah. Or do you want me to talk about it now?
You can tell people about it now.
I can briefly talk about the diary. So the diary, I have a diary every year because, you know, all these events have to be logged somewhere.
Being online is too tough for you.
I can't. We tried a Google diary and it just did not work.
It worked for me.
Well, I'm just not so tech savvy. Anyway, I like the good old fashioned writing things down and committing things to paper. I know I am there. Anyway, my diary was born on January the 1st this year when I decided I was going to start keeping a chronicle of our adult activity. Because I'm intrigued.
Well, it wasn't just that. I think we got to New Year and then said, how many times did we have sex last year with each other? And we couldn't work it out. So we thought every time we have sex with each other, we'll put a notch in the diary.
Yeah.
But we also record any sexy meets that we have as well.
Yeah. Just purely for statistical purposes, I think.
Statistical purposes? It's going to be a long ride, guys.
Oh, God,
yeah. And against all advice that I received online, I went out and bought a new microphone, so we're trying that through. But if you can hear Yoko running around, Yoko's our tiny little dog, that's probably why it's much too good, the microphone, for what we're trying to do. So you'll hear her growling, shaking her toy, and generally having fun in the background. So apologies in advance for that. So, the diary, we can put a picture on Twitter.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Not all the notches.
No.
There aren't literal notches. They're just like 5-bar gates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, often they don't get to 5 in one day.
That's a bit excessive. We have had a couple of excessive days.
We've had a few couples.
Yeah.
Oh, a couple of excessive days.
We have had a couple of excessive days.
Of successive days.
Successive.
Successive?
Oh, dear. Anyway, let's move on to this, your topic for the day.
My topic? No, we're not moving on to the topic. It is our journey.
Yes.
So, in our last update, we were talking about how we'd met our unicorn. Turns out she wasn't completely and utterly a serial killer, which was nice. Mm-hmm. And she really invited us back to her place to play. So, once again, we shit ourselves. And not literally, but close.
So nervous.
Went over to her house to play, which was quite frightening. So, it was a really interesting, really interesting meet, I suppose, in many ways. Because we sort of discovered that she had a fondness for board games.
Oh, my goodness.
So... We played a lot of board games that night, more board games than I've ever encountered in my life.
I think what I remember most about that night was just how long it took us to get to the point where we actually did something.
You mean
that? Because we were so nervous and we really took our time, didn't we? Sort of getting into the evening and playing some games and having a bit of food. And it was so late when we finally got started with things.
Well, I think for a while we were playing sort of quasi-naked Uno in the dark. Yeah. And it's very hard to tell the difference between a blue Uno card and a green one in the dark.
She did not want to put any lights on, did she?
No, she was,
really strange.
A bit like a gremlin, I suppose.
Yeah, she had a few tiny little candles dotted around. But
come to think of it, we didn't feed her after midnight either.
But it was so, so dark in that room.
We didn't have a shower with her.
Ooh.
Maybe that's what it was. That's where your gremlin pants come from. It's like a representation of our first meet. So we were happily playing Uno in the dark, or trying to play Uno in the dark on a bed, which is marvellous. It's a lot more difficult than it sounds, honestly. And Mrs. H decided that enough was enough and that she would click her fingers, magic finger clicking, which she does, in order to make
this
people...
This is how I found out about the magical finger clicking
such
machine.
Phenomenal cosmic power in an itty-bitty living space.
Well, I remember what I did. We were playing this game and we'd been, again, knocking back a few glasses of fizz, as you do, to quell the nerves. And I went to the bathroom for like the 15th time and... actually, when I was in there, took a look at myself in the mirror and thought, right, come on, grow some balls here. And I just took my clothes off.
And grew some balls. Which was really shocking for me because they weren't there before.
The evening took an unexpected
But fortunately, twist. Since it was so dark, I couldn't see them. I could only feel your balls.
No, I had some Dutch courage by that point, and I thought, I'm just going to kick things off because this could go on indefinitely, just playing strange games in the dark and not knowing what to do. So...
Yoko!
Yeah. Yeah, just stripped off down to the sexy underwear and then strolled back into the room.
Yeah, it worked for me.
It did.
Even though it was dark, I could tell the underwear was sexy.
But that really kick-started a few things that night, didn't it?
It did. And one of the things that, you know, we'll talk a little bit about jealousy because that's our topic today, or our overall topic today. I didn't know how I was going to feel playing with another woman or seeing you playing with another woman.
Yeah.
I was... nervous that I mean, enjoy it.
You won't share pizza.
No.
You let no woman.
I know, right? It's just the dog and I. You know, that's who gets the pizza.
I have to tell you, I mean, he goes around putting his name on cereal packets in our house.
Well, it's important. You need to mark your turf.
You know, even if he buys a jar of marmalade, that's got his name on it. Because he just won't share things like that. It's crazy.
Hey, I've grown so much since then. Sometimes I'll now share marmalade.
Hmm. Anyway, but yeah, so the jealousy factor was going to be a big test for us that night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it turns out that two women playing with me was actually okay.
Who knew?
I know, right?
You coped really well with having two ladies
bounce up and down around on my cock and around it.
Yeah,
I was really quite shocked at that. I totally thought that I was going to freak out.
What a revelation.
I know, right? And since then, I've been much happier with... two, maybe three, four, five women playing with my cock.
You have not had five women at a time.
No, I've not. Not yet.
Is that on your fuck it list?
It's not on my fuck it list. Not really. I think that would scare me.
And, we're not allowed to play with a single guy.
No.
No.
No. Well, whilst you may have grown balls that night, I clearly didn't.
Despite your law of fairness, it's okay to play with two women, but not to have two guys.
I'm absolutely fine with that. I don't have a problem not playing with two guys.
Okay.
So, well, we'll talk about that, because that's one of the big things around jealousy, really, I suppose. And it's kind of understanding where your limits are and how comfortable you feel. But that's not to say that you haven't played with a few guys at once.
That's true. I have had the pleasure of entertaining a couple of gentlemen with you, obviously, there. Well, one of those gentlemen.
No, I wasn't one of those two gentlemen. I was an additional gentleman that happened to be there. In fact, I think you'll recall that I was an enabler at that point.
This is the three men in a tub.
Three men in a tub?
Yeah.
Is there a rubber-dub-dub joke coming?
There was, yeah, definitely some rubber-dub-dubs going on in that tub. But again, that's another story for
that
another day.
That bathtub was so filled up.
It was not a bathtub. Fun night, though.
Are we thinking about a different event?
I'm thinking about the hot tub.
The jacuzzi?
Yeah, hot tub.
Not just tub.
No.
Tub would be bath.
Okay, yeah, fun.
Three men in a hot tub.
In a hot tub, yeah.
It's like a really rubbish film from the 80s. The three men, they live in this hot tub and they all look after this girl, this single girl that's in a hot
tub. This is a great story.
I know, it's amazing. It's kind of what happened, I suppose. Anyway, so we've got a little bit of the journey to finish, really, I suppose, because otherwise we'll never get to the end of our... Well, not that we've got to the end of our story, but we'll never be able to catch up with more modern events and give you more live updates around what we've been up to or who we've been up to or into. So we played with our unicorn and that seemed to go well. I seemed to enjoy it. You seemed to enjoy it.
Yeah, it was a really fun night, and we were practically high-fiving ourselves in the car on the way home because we managed to achieve it.
I'll high-five at any opportunity.
Yes, you will. But did you high-five her that night? I think you did.
I think I did, yeah.
That was the beginning of
The high-fiving.
The high-fiving.
The high-five has always been within me, lurking just within the surface, waiting for me to bust a high-five out.
Yeah.
So we did that, and then we decided that, you know, that was such an exciting time that we'll meet her again. And then she came round to our house, which was quite nerve-wracking. So we shuffled the teens out of the house for a couple of days.
Yep.
Yoko!
Dog's own potty in the background.
I know, it's brilliant. So, yeah, you can look at me. You know what you did. You know what you did. So we invited her back to our house, and then we took some pictures, which was quite different as well. And
that was an odd one, wasn't it? That's when you first had a little wobble, I think.
Well, I think I've had many little wobbles throughout the course of history. However, I think this ties beautifully into our topic again, is that I like, one of my big discoveries in this, and it probably doesn't come as any surprise, is that I like to be hands-on and I like to be as involved as I can be. I don't do...
It's fear of missing out, isn't it? You have to be involved.
FOMO is... It lurks just beneath the high five under my skin. So I always like to be involved. But when I was taking pictures, and it's something that I do quite frequently, I found that I wasn't in on the action. I was having to be a bystander and watch the action going on.
Even though some of the pictures involved us entertaining you and you taking pictures of that.
But that was fine. That bit I was fine with. But then I had to change the lens and it became complicated and, you know, I wanted a good picture.
Yeah, so you weren't involved, were you? It was more of a, I suppose, that stereotypical, the ladies putting on a show for the man, and actually you're not that guy, are you?
No, I'm not the, let's put on a show for our boys. And
yeah, it doesn't work for you, does it? Because you like, well, okay, well, I'm bored now, I want to be involved.
Yeah, and I think for me it's that I like to be able to be in the thick of the action and be involved and everyone to be having a level amount of attention. Mm. And I think if that's not happening, then I tend to feel a bit left out or feel bad for the people that are left out.
Yeah.
So it becomes a bit of a weird thing for me. So that's been one of our jealousy moments. And I think this leads us nicely into our topic, which we've tried to lead us into a couple of times already on this call. So call, podcast, whatever it is. So one of the things that I've found, because I was very, very jealous, as I've said before, when we started into this lifestyle, I listened to lots of podcasts, read lots of books, watched lots of TV shows to try and educate myself around why people might go into the lifestyle and try and get my head around it, because understanding it is often half the battle. It's a bit like G.I. Joe. Knowing is half the battle.
So I think with you kind of like to have a number of potential outcomes. And what will you do in each situation if it arises?
So forewarned
is forearmed with you.
Yeah, I like to be the Batman of the swinging world, so I know the different plans and outcomes.
Yeah, which is strange because you're so chaotic and random in every aspect of life, whereas I'm the meticulous OCD about, you know, wanting everyone to be compartmentalised. But this, I'm like, oh, roll the dice, let's see what happens. I don't need to know in advance what a potential outcome could be for me, whereas you like to know and consider and deal with it.
I like to know how I'm going to be emotionally with the experience that I'm going through. And if we've played with people before, I'm very much roll of the dice. But if we've not met them, and if we don't know how it's going to be and I don't know how I'm going to feel, then I do like to think it through and have potential outcomes in my head and what could happen. And but as you said, strangely in real life, I'm very random and do like a roll of the dice. So
so that surprised me as well.
It's but I think and the way I cope with that is to think it all through, to understand it as much as possible. What will people get out of it? How does it work? How do you go about this? How does the lifestyle pull together? And
because you're quite emotionally invested in things, generally, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm an emotional little soul.
You really are.
Oh, thanks. I'm choked up now.
Would you say you attach emotion then to these liaisons we have?
I think, yeah, I do. A little bit of emotion there. I think not in the sense that I'm trying to have a relationship with the people, but I prefer to
have a connection.
I want a connection, without a doubt. I'm not just talking about my peen connecting with them, as much as that may happen. I think for me, it's about the ability to emotionally connect with people and create a bit of a friendship. I think in many ways, I like the idea of friends where your pants can come off sometimes.
Friends with benefits.
Friends with good benefits, not just like they can fix your car or, you know.
I like the fact that we've made lots of friends in this lifestyle that we would consider to be very good friends now, and we would actually as happily go out for dinner with them and have a drink with them as, you know, and if things happen, great, but if we don't, then...
Then I'll sulk in the corner. I'll sulk like a big stinking
baby.
Eating
your labelled marmalade and cereal.
Nom, 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 nom. No one's having any of this. It's all mine. That's what you get for not playing with me, not being inclusive. I think... It is interesting because you do sort of, as you become more comfortable with the friends that you make within the lifestyle, I think you become much more flexible with how you're prepared to play. So your delightful Three Men in a Tub story, that I'm sure we'll tell properly at some point, we knew those people very well. We've met with all of them and their partners on a number of occasions.
Both socially and physically.
Yeah. Those things entirely. And I was very comfortable with you playing with those fellas and with, you know, and me, of course, because, you know, I've got to be involved. But so I was very happy to do that. And I think if we'd have put that out there at the start of our journey, I think I'd have had a complete and utter meltdown.
Oh, you would, without a doubt. You wouldn't have even gone there.
No amount of Batmaning my way through a life situation would have got me through that. So for me...
No, it takes a lot for a man to see his wife with three men. Two men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had a mirror, there would have been more men.
But they would have been, you know, a stab of jealousy, I think.
Yeah.
Had you not spent the time, building that relationship.
And I trust those guys. I know them well. I'm very happy to, you know, break bread with them and or make them bread or make them cocktails. So, I think that's been part of the journey for me is building up that trust and that friendship. So when it comes to those situations, I'm very happy to freewheel it and not worry about the consequences so much because we've got those established relationships. But it did take a long time for me to get that comfortable with that. So, but going back to the original track, how do I manage my jealousy? Well, I read my way through it. I think I've built relationships. Mm-hmm. And I think it's knowing if you have a moment, there's absolutely nothing wrong, then calling a time out. And there's been moments where, you know, both of us have had to call a time out because it wasn't feeling quite right.
That's very, very true. And, you know, when we've noticed that something's not quite clicking on both sides, then it's important that you recognise those signs and you immediately... you know, reconnect with each other quickly.
Yeah, and I think you've got to be brave, and you've got to be able to just stand up and go, just take a moment to go, let's stop, I'm not comfortable with this. Because the potential harm that it will cause you later on if you keep going down the path without stopping and voicing your thoughts, or at least taking each other to the side and having a quick conversation, is that it could be catastrophic.
Absolutely. Really important.
Yeah. So in terms of jealousy, though, how do you cope with it?
Well, interestingly, I don't need to so much. I don't get so jealous.
Ah, but you don't in the lifestyle, but strangely, you do get jealous in real life.
Absolutely. How strange is that? I think, okay, it's not fair to say I don't get jealous at all, and there would be situations, I think, where there is the potential for me to experience some jealous reactions. I'm just saying, so far, that's not happened.
Yeah.
And I'm okay. I'm actually really okay seeing you with these women.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite sexy. I've enjoyed it so far.
So have they. I hope.
And I think that's why it's been okay, because they've clearly been enjoying what you're doing, and I'm actually super proud that I'm the one who gets to go home with you and wake up next to you, and I'm like, oh my god, this is my husband doing this, knocking this out of the park. I'm like super proud to be his wife.
Oh,
I am.
You're also making me sound like an awesome sex person.
You are.
Yes. Do I get a badge?
I can make you one.
Yes. I need a badge. Can I work to work?
Well, questionable.
Okay.
But no, interestingly, I haven't actually experienced any meltdowns of jealousy. I really haven't. So far, I've been nothing but turned on and super proud that I've been in a room with you watching all this happen and thinking, oh my God, we're just partying.
Look at the moves on that guy. He's pretty sexy.
And then really feeling so incredibly lucky that, yes, I'm the one who goes home with you, and I'm the one who gets to reclaim and reconnect with you and wake up next to you.
Oh, aren't you the lucky one? I'm lucky too.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe she would just stop this for 5 minutes and go and have some sex.
Oh my God, I'm still delicate.
Okay, folks, we'll keep talking. Don't worry, we're not disappearing just yet. So that's our little sort of summary of jealousy. Mm. I think, you know, go with your gut. If it's not feeling right, take time out, chat it over. Think about the outcomes for me. I think that really helps, understanding what might happen and how I might feel in that situation.
And I think it's okay to not feel jealous, and it doesn't mean that you value the relationship less than your partner. I think it's just how you know you react to things.
It's interesting. We've met quite a few people where they, you know, one half does not get jealous.
And it drives the other one mad.
Yes. It's
why aren't you jealous? What's the deal here?
It's it's fascinating. But, you know, I think everyone has a different style and different approach to life. So the important thing is just to be understanding when you do talk these things through. Yeah. Because you can't, whilst you can help guide your jealousy and handle it in the right way, you can't often change how you feel like that. And you can't, despite the clicky fingers.
I agree. You can't switch off your emotions.
No.
You can't stop an emotion from manifesting itself in some way. But what you can do is not put yourself in those situations in the first place that you know will trigger a negative one.
No. Okay, cool. All right, so let's go on to our next section, which is a toy review. So, our toy review. Time to talk about toys.
Mm.
Where does he get such wonderful toys? Well, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I didn't do my Mark Hamill joker.
No, I'm resigned to the fact that these voices are just inevitable.
The voices in your head. Oh dear, okay, well I won't do the impression just yet. We'll save that for another time, apparently, or another podcast. So we thought we'd talk a little bit about some of the toys that we've got, and every now and then we'll chuck in a toy review. So one of our favourite toys is a wand.
Yeah, it is the wand. And do you know what, I was just thinking about this earlier when we were talking about the toy review. Do you remember the very first toy that you bought me?
Yes.
Because I do. It was really strange.
Wasn't it some...
It was a glowing dark thing.
It was a vibrator that was in the shape of a cock.
Yes.
And it was blue.
It was.
And it lit up as it vibrated. It was like a lightsaber. It was Yeah, when 900 times you have come, look as good you are not type thing.
It was the strangest funny toy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember us buying it together, choosing it together.
How sexy were our early adventures? I mean, this is many, many years ago. But since then, we've gotten quite used to having different toys in the house. We quite like playing with sex toys.
Yeah, I mean, we don't rely on them, but it's fun to have an arsenal of toys at your disposal, isn't it?
Yeah, like Batman.
Yeah.
That's cool. So the wand was one thing that we'd seen on television a few times in things like Playboy Swing. We'd heard people talk about it. It cropped up in conversations. So we thought we would buy a wand. And the reason Mrs. H is laughing is because there's a slightly funny story to our wand adventures. So quite often, as I do while surfing the web, I'll find something sexy or interesting for Mrs. H and I'll buy it without her knowing. So on this particular occasion, I bought a mystery pack from UK sex toy suppliers Love Honey, I believe.
That's right, yeah.
And I got their sort of home brand version of their wand.
Yeah.
Yeah, which had some pretty good reviews. And along with a mystery box of sex toys, I think it was, that were quite funny.
I'm going to shudder at this one. I remember the worst one in that box.
It was so amazing. It was it was like a £50 box or £40 box.
Oh, the box
was fun. With all these different gadgets and gizmos in there. It was amazing. Some of it was awful and that we'd never, ever, ever want to play with it. And some of it was great.
Yeah, you get like themed ones, can't you?
Yeah, you get like a his, like a her, box. And anal.
Yeah, yeah.
All the basics covered.
So it was a hers one, wasn't it?
It was a her one, I think I got for you. Anyway, but with that, I bought the wand.
Yes.
So Mrs. H was out for the day and I was working from home that day. So I thought, I know, I'll have a look at this. And it came with a variety of attachments, one of which you could put your cock in.
A purple gonzo type device, yeah.
No, it wasn't. It's not the purple one.
Oh.
The purple one's like the G-spot stimulator.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like basically, folks, it comes with like a little hat for the wand that sits atop of it that tends to be this sort of weird rubbery silicone-y thing. And one was like the gonzo one, which is for G-spot stimulation. Yeah. And then there was another one, which was, I can't remember what it was. It was rubbish, whatever the other one was. But then there was one with the sort of penis sleeve attached to it. So everyone was out, so I thought, I know, I'm going to lube this up. I'm going to have a go on it, because this is going to be brilliant. So I sort of waited to make sure no one was around. I sort of dimmed the lights. I didn't light any candles.
No.
I didn't put any porn on. I just decided to plug the thing in, put my cock in and turn it on and see how it felt. Now, what I didn't know was that the actual wand that we'd received in the post had a fault. It only went either off, i.e. naught, or 10, which is maximum vibration. The stuff you can hear 6 miles down the road. It ended up being a very messy experimentation.
Was it the fastest wank in history, would you say?
It was the fastest... most embarrassing, splurgerific wank, terrifying wank, where I could no longer feel my peen, wank in history. That was what it became.
I just wish I'd been there to see the look on your face.
Well, I thought, my God, how intense do ladies like these things? So naturally, when you came home, I refused to mention this and buried the evidence as much as I could and said, no, don't worry about playing with me tonight, Mrs. H. I'll be okay. I'll play with you. So we got this wonderful wand, which you got out. And then subsequently found that I had to put 6 towels down in order for her not to just...
Leap off the bed,
yeah. So, and it worked.
It was really intense. And I was like, oh my God, is it... We're always people getting these
like
things.
This?
Yeah, they're always getting these out in the programmes and always raving about this wand. My God, it made me hit the roof. It was intense.
So we tried it a couple of times and it was just too insanely much. Intense. So we decided that we'd write to Love Honey and ask them, should it have a scale? Should there be a sliding scale? Turns out, absolutely there should be a sliding scale and absolutely... it shouldn't have blown my cock off. So, we decided that we wouldn't go with a replacement Love Honey thing. We actually went with a Doxy, a delightful sort of purpley burgundy Doxy.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's fine. Fortunately, I've not put it anywhere near my cock, as it scares me now. But my ability to use it with Mrs. H and other people has been pretty good, actually. It's a really fun toy. So, upshot is, if you get a sex toy and it isn't quite working for you, make sure that it's not faulty. Two, we'd recommend a wand. That would be good fun.
Yeah, I can't get past three on it, though. It's too intense.
What, three comings?
No, three, vibration like settings.
Setting your phases to stun. Yeah. Set your phases to stunning.
And it is guaranteed to get you there.
Yes, sometimes too quickly. So that's our toy review for this week. And now on to our tip section called Just the Tip.
Oh, yes.
I'm still inherently proud of the fact that it's called Just the Tip. Just, you know.
So, is it me first?
Well, yes, it always is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So,
you know, I'm going to struggle with tips, I think, as we go along, because I just can't think of many more.
Well, I think it's the fact that Just the Tip isn't enough for you.
I like what you did there.
No, I know you did. Good. No, right?
Okay, my tip this week is never take one for the team.
No.
No.
No. What do you mean by that?
Well, so obviously we ventured out into couple territory eventually after the unicorn adventure.
Is that near Cornwall?
Couple territory. So we ventured into the couple territory, and I think it's incredibly hard to find two people that both of you are going to like. I mean, it's hard enough to find one.
I am notoriously fussy.
You are very, very fussy. And not only that, but how difficult is it to meet people for the first time and everyone click and all the moons to align? Like, there's four people there to kind of have this connection.
That's right.
Granted, some people don't care about the connection and they just want to, you know, you don't look hideous, brilliant, we'll just turn up and have sex. We're not those people.
No, we I love like a rainbow that. Connection.
But we like the connection on a physical level,
mm-hmm.
An emotional level, in terms of having a good conversation,
mm-hmm.
being able to string a sentence together.
A nerd level.
A humour level. Mm-hmm. You know, we pack a lot into our expectations, it's fair to say.
I often pack a lot in.
But it's so true, isn't it?
It is.
To try and find two people that you both click with, mm-hmm. and you're both going to sort of go away and go, yep, it ticks the box for me.
So what do you mean then by not taking one for the team?
So if there's someone that, in that couple that both of you like, but one of you doesn't like the other one, then...
You went a little bit Obi-Wan Kenobi.
A little bit, yeah.
If there's someone... And the other couple, I'll shut up.
Please.
Thank you.
I think what I'm saying is, if it's not a tick on both sides,
mm-hmm.
then don't just go along with it and say, well, one of us likes, you know, that, and the other with one, we'll just put up with it.
That's not good.
It's not fair on them.
No.
It's not fair on you and your relationship.
No.
And ultimately, it will just lead to resentment.
Because
one of you's just going to luck out.
I know. It's not good.
No. So that's my tip.
Don't take one.
No.
For the team.
No, not even as a kind of, oh, I'll do it because, you know, he really likes her.
But do take a load off the team.
Oh, what's your tip, dear?
My tip is amazing. My tip goes back to the jealousy theme that we've been talking about today. And that's really about being a little bit brave. And I think quite often in this lifestyle, you'll sit there and, especially when you're new, and you'll have butterflies in your tummy and you won't know whether it's the right thing to do. And it's about sitting back and just stepping up to it sometimes. Just putting yourself out there and see how you feel. Because if you don't like something, 9 times out of 10, you can get away from it. You can get people to stop. You can talk to people.
Yeah, so wear your big boy pants
then. Yeah, wear your big boy pants.
Yeah, that's a really good tip.
I know.
Just don't know till you try, do you?
Exactly. And I think... You know, the amount of times where I've sat and reflected on things too many to count, and 9 times out of 10, if I just stand up and go with the situation or jump in feet first, it's all the better for it.
Yeah, you could just talk yourself out of having a really good time otherwise.
Mm. It also helps if you've got some sort of swinging guru friends that you can talk to and bounce ideas off. And the more people you have in your network that you can talk to about any problems, any thoughts... it really helps, and it really gives you the confidence that you're not mad, and that certain people are crazy, and you know, it sort of gives you that.
And you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
No, and I think that's really important to know, is that you can't be everyone's cup of tea.
No, there's always going to be people out there who don't connect with you, even if you like them.
Mm.
And vice versa. So, and that's okay.
And that being brave goes to contacting people and saying hello. It's you know, there's nothing to lose. Say hello, but don't be afraid of rejection, because it's going to happen to you in the lifestyle. You could be Brad Pitt and people will still, I'm sure, turn you down. So it's really important to just keep that in mind. Don't worry about it. Just move on to the next person. Yeah. Don't sit there and sulk like a big sulking, stinking baby. Cool. So I think that brings us to the end of our podcast, the end of episode 4.
Yeah.
So some quick shout outs again. Anyone you want to shout out to?
Me, you, because we're awesome.
Helpful as ever, yeah. Thank you.
I'm not so prolific on the Twitter thing. I'm learning to get used to it now.
It's a bit like watching Keyboard Cat. I'm going to tweet. Do, do, do,
do, do, do, do. Yeah, I find it quite awkward to use, but I'm getting there.
I know. You're all thumbs, that's why. Just so used to thumbing it in.
Oh, dear. So, yeah.
So, no shout-outs from you?
No, not for me. Not this time. I just don't really go on there quite as much as you, so.
What?
I know.
Okay, but fine. It's not just me on there. I'll point that out. You are joining in more and more frequently. So, my shout-outs to people are really just to say thank you for sharing our stuff. Thank you for your comments and your lovely messages. We're on Bedhoppers UK, I think, is where we are on Twitter. We're also on Reddit when we post and put out a new episode, which you may have known because you've downloaded that from there, possibly. We're on iTunes, we're on Podbean, and you never know, we may be able to get ourselves into some other stuff like Google Play or something at some point or other.
Wow.
Well, I know. The technical bit is not going to be your forte, nope. Though, I can tell. So, but you know, you bring the looks and the...
Yeah, I'll just sit here and look pretty.
Yeah, I know. Very pretty, of course.
Thank you.
Thanks. So, that's it from us this week. Do you want to do the closing statement, since you like doing that?
I was just going into like complete Ron Burgundy territory there with Anchorman
again. You can't use Stay Classy every time. It doesn't work. I
know. Okay. So, thanks for hopping into our bet.
Bye, everyone.
Right, this dog is driving me mad. I don't know what she... Is she hungry, do you think?